Let's call it like it is. Working from home sounds way more glamorous than it really is. In fact, if you work from home often, you know how hard it can be to peel away from the life stuff happening inside of your house and dig into powerful, meaningful, intentional work. I remember the first week I worked from home, I'm pretty sure I didn't get out of bed. I had Grey's Anatomy on 24/7 and even brought my food into my bed and ate on a little tray. Yeah, that didn't last very long because I realized in order to be successful, I had to work from home. So let's talk about how you can be more productive working where you live and living where you work. Today is all about 5 tips to be more productive while working from home. Are you guys ready for my list of hacks? Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Hack number one, get dressed. Wait, the queen of yoga pants is saying this? Yes, I will be 110% honest in telling you that I most definitely don't get ready every day. And some days I change out of yesterday's yoga pants and into another pair. But there is something to be said about the power of presenting yourself, even if no other human beings see you, and just feeling a little more pulled together and professional. You sit up straighter, you show up in bigger ways, you value yourself a little more. So while an occasional PJ day never killed anyone, if you're finding yourself in a funk and in sweatpants for the 7th day in a row, I challenge you, friend, to jump in the shower, put on some mascara and pants with a zipper and see what happens. Today, as I'm recording this episode, I have a real bra on, pants with a button, and I have makeup on, and it was all before 10 a.m. and I don't even know who I am, but I know that I'm getting stuff done today and I am ready to show up. Hack number two, create a routine around when you do your best work. If you're a night thinker, maybe setting an alarm for 6 a.m. isn't the best decision for you. It's important to create a routine just as you would if you had to punch in and out of an office. Routine turns into habit, and habit is directly linked with what we are actually accomplishing every single day. For 5 years straight, I woke up at 7 a.m. every single day, hit the gym, and then got to work. And it wasn't until I hired my naturopath doctor that I dug into that routine and discovered that I was often feeling exhausted from the minute I woke up. I loathed my alarm clock, and maybe, just maybe, if I chose the chance to ease into my mornings, it would be a better way to preserve my energy, to do better work, and look forward to that routine every day. I now start work a little bit later and work a little later into the evening, but just changing it up has eliminated my need for afternoon naps and increased my ability to create. Full disclosure, I don't even usually start working until 10 a.m., which is so different than what I used to do, but I'm more excited and I'm more clear about what I'm going to do for the day. I'm way more efficient and focused. Hack number three, set boundaries. One of the hardest things about working from home is that work is always accessible to you. So is the house stuff that you feel like you might need to do. So I had to learn how to put on the blinders, so to speak, when I started working from home. Sure, there might be laundry needing to get done, but if I were working a 9-to-5, I wouldn't be doing laundry over my lunch break. And the same should go for working from home. Having office hours can really help you define and separate work and life. I try to have a start and end time, but it not only allows me to disconnect more, it also puts a fire under my butt to be productive during the day. While it's easy to open up your computer for just one more email or one more message, try to clearly define your schedule and treat your home as an office during the day and your oasis at night. Setting boundaries was one of the hardest things that I had to learn. In fact, I didn't have boundaries for so long. I would literally go to bed with my computer on my nightstand and open it up before I even opened my eyes all the way. And now I've really created a system so that I know that work stays in the office and that life happens outside of those office doors. Hack number four, create a space that you enjoy working in. I know, says the girl who worked from her bed for the first year, but it's important to have a space where you feel inspired when working from home. So creating a space that makes you excited to work is huge. Whether you can devote a space in your home to an office or you have a little corner where you'll be working, it's important to feel comfortable and excited to be there. It's tempting to work from the couch or your bed, but there is something magical about sitting at a desk, no TV or interruptions, blasting your favorite tunes, and getting it done. When we moved into our home, I was so excited to have an office that I could close the doors on at the end of the night, something I had neglected to create in our first home. Spend a little time making your office space yours and setting yourself up for a productive work day. Hack number five is this: get moving. One of the hardest parts about working from home is staying moving. Now, when I went from Target to a bed worker, I realized that I wasn't getting in those 10K steps in every day, not even close. In fact, I was basically walking to the fridge and back to my bed. Not the best move, if I'm being honest. And so when you give yourself breaks from screen time, get fresh air, get your body moving, attend a workout class in the middle of the day, whatever that looks like, you're going to get those endorphins flowing and a break from staring at screens all day. Taking that break, it actually increases your efficiency and helps you to do more purposeful work. I love walking my dogs before lunch, doing some sun salutations middle of the day, making sure that I'm getting in some sort of activity, whether it's a CrossFit workout or yoga or simply taking a long walk. It is important to honor these breaks that you'd likely be taking if you worked at an office. So don't avoid having a true lunch break or some 15-minute time chunks where you get up and move and fuel your body. Well, there you have it, my home workers. Working from home presents a whole new list of challenges that many aren't prepared for. Be cognizant of the way that you're setting yourself up for success, how you are compartmentalizing work and home life, and what your schedule looks like, honoring the times that you do your best work, and knowing that the power of a shutdown time should inspire you to make your best work happen in the most productive way while still being able to shut off and enjoy life where you live. Says the girl that's hanging out at her desk in the attic, I want for you to enjoy working from home, and I want for you to learn how to work and how to just be home. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And if you like today's episode and you agree with me that working from home is not as glamorous as it sounds, why don't you hop on over to Instagram and tell me about it? Hop on over to Jenna Kutcher or Gold Digger Podcast on Instagram and say, hey, I love connecting with you, my fellow home work warriors. Until next time, we'll chat with you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.